I next met with Dr. Anthony Mato, and to begin, he talked about a number of Phase 3 data sets that have been presented in the last year, beginning with several during the ASH meeting in December.
ASH and ASCO this year really have been practice-changing for oncologists. You know, we had the great fortune at ASH to have several studies presented that really provide a thematic change for patients with CLL. There were the data presented from the ECOG 1912, the Alliance trial, the Illuminate trial, and then updated data from the Murano trial. And, you know, the big picture theme is that the days of chemotherapy or chemoimmunotherapy for patients with CLL are really coming to an end, with the exception of very, very specific patient groups. You know, in the ECOG trial, we saw FCR, which had been a great standard of care for patients, you know, compared to ibrutinib and rituximab. And ibrutinib and rituximab was better in terms of the primary endpoint for progression-free survival. The Alliance trial was a similar question, but for older patients, and there ibrutinib with or without rituximab was compared to bendamustine and rituximab. And again, same primary endpoint was met for progression-free survival. We saw the CLL11 regimen, which was obinutuzumab plus chlorambucil, challenged by the combination of ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab. And there, again, a primary endpoint of progression-free survival was met. And then we saw updated data from the Murano trial, which was venetoclax plus rituximab compared to bendamustine and rituximab in the relapse refractory setting. Updated PFS data, OS data, depth of response data. But I think more importantly, that was the first novel agent combination that allowed for a fixed duration for patients. All of the data that I mentioned with ibrutinib, either alone or with rituximab or with obinutuzumab, is continuous therapy, which is something that patients do question at times. The venetoclax therapy was a fixed duration of 24 months, and then all patients stopped. And we got a window into what happens the first year after discontinuation, where we saw about a 13% rate of progression for patients, so sort of a modest rate of progression off therapy, with the hope and expectation that those patients could be rechallenged with venetoclax when they develop symptomatic CLL that warrants an intervention. So that was ASH, and that's a lot of information for just one meeting. Then at the ASCO meeting, we saw the CLL14 presented, which was the combination of venetoclax plus obinutuzumab. And there the comparison was the CLL11 regimen, sort of a modified CLL11 regimen of obinutuzumab plus chlorambucil. Randomized trial, older patients, a lot of comorbidities, and there the primary endpoint was met for progression-free survival. But that's the second trial that showed a fixed duration of novel agent chemotherapy for patients there. Everybody got treated with 1 year worth of therapy and then discontinued. So we're moving more towards combinations where improving the CR rate, the MRD undetectable rate, and because of that, patients are able to stop therapies and have these breaks that are hopefully lasting several years before we even need to rethink about rechallenging patients.